You were talking also about the like your dominant dominant vibration on things that just show up in your life, like on money. Well, how are you? Do you have money? That's your vibration. If you don't have any money, obviously you probably don't not really secure on that conversation. Whatever you want to say,
well
that
stated.
Topic.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
What my question is.
But can that change?
Oh, definitely. But what I'm saying is, like with me, isn't it sometimes that it's not necessary for me to have all the money right now? The next logical step for me is get my grip on what I'm doing, and that will just come because that just takes care of itself. I don't need to think or worry about that. That's how it goes.
That is a very good vibrational stance for allowing abundance to flow into your experience,
okay,
because there was no lack whatsoever within that.
Okay.
When you approach a subject like money, most people automatically gravitate to the idea that money is a really good thing and everybody should want some because it does enhance your experience in many ways. But when we look at the joy factor of people, often money is not a big player in that. In other words, your joy factor is the barometer between your desire and your vibration right now. And while there is desire about money and there is desire about material things and there is desire about success, so it can be tied in, it absolutely does not need to be.
Okay.
Sometimes money complicates things. In other words, when you have money, then you require money management, and money management requires time. In other words, there are many people that live more joyful lives in the simplicity of less money than the complicated lives of a lot of money. In other words, that money is not about joy.
Yeah.
It's easy to be joyful with money. It's easy to be joyful without money, but the key operative word is be joyful,
yeah,
and let money be a side issue.
Okay.
Yes.